When you think Seattle Seahawks, you think defense. They have the number one scoring defense in the NFL 4 years running. But in the last 7 games, it's the offense that's been impressive, averaging 32 points per game in the last 7 games, number two in the NFL. Why have they been able to do it? Well, they have a bunch of really good players, but they also have our old friend Darrell Bevell in the offensive room, dialing up a whole bunch of formations, and a lot of them are really fun to look at. We're going to show you a few of them right here. The first thing we'll look at, the bottom of the screen, a diamond formation with the wide receivers. Now, that's not something you see very often, but the play that Darrell Bevell and Russell Wilson draw up out of this is not that unordinary. It's a wide receiver screen to Tyler Lockett. You get these three wide receivers out front blocking those guys. A cut block by the left tackle on the defensive end. Russell Wilson delivers the ball to Tyler Lockett. Now, this is a 4-yard gain, but if it's blocked right, and if not for a great play by the defensive end right there to avoid the cut block, this can be a big play for the Seattle Seahawks. Now, what else can Seattle do out of this formation? Once again, you see the old diamond formation at the bottom of the screen right here, and what they're going to do is they're going to send Lockett in motion this time. He's going to go across the formation. Now, what does this motion do for Russell Wilson and the offense? Well, they're going to see a defender follow it. When a defender follows a man in motion just like that, the offense knows one thing. You've got man coverage behind this defense. So the route concept on this play for Seattle, double posts, which is going to take advantage of the man coverage and of this outside cornerback who's got outside leverage. At the snap, you're going to see Lockett with a clean release off the line, sticks his foot in the ground, and runs a post route right in front of the corner for a gain of a first down. On this next play, you see 12 personnel. What does that mean? It means one running back with two tight ends lined up kind of as double wings right here. And what Darrell Bevell and Russell Wilson have going here is two vertical route concept at the top of the screen. That's going to clear out this area, and then you get some misdirection. You're going to have play action fake on the left side of the formation, and you'll have your tight end sneaking underneath over here. What Darrell Bevell is really good at, among a lot of things, is getting the ball to his playmakers in space, exactly what he does right here. You can see the two vertical routes will clear out all the defenders on this side of the field. That's going to allow the tight end to come underneath, and he's wide open. Second and 7, gain of 20 yards, gets him down inside the goal line, and when that happens, you throw Marshawn Lynch into the game, and the Seahawks are going to get in the end zone. Something else the Seahawks can do, same formation right here. You see stacked receivers, almost a double wing set. Well, what happens a lot of time when offenses stack receivers or bunch receivers, they bunch them up to spread out the defense. And that's what you're going to see here. You're going to see these four receivers running vertical routes to clear the Vikings defense from the middle of the field. Watch as the play develops. You're going to see a huge area in the middle of the field. It's going to be wide open for Russell Wilson, and he finds a check down running back coming out of the backfield with the Vikings defense clearing to cover all the receivers who have spread out over the field. So there's two different route concepts that Bevell and company can use out of the stacked formation. Different formation, but the same family, same concept. Spreading the defense out and opening up the middle of the field, not for a running back. This time, it's for Russell Wilson. So here you see a 3x2 set for the Seahawks. You're going to have this receiver right here who's just going to sit down, which is going to capture the attention of this outside cornerback. The other four receivers, they're going to spread out and run routes that spread the defense out, spread the defense thin. Ultimately, what that's going to create is a single defender right here in the middle of the field. As you see this play develop, look at this one defender right here with this area to defend against this athlete and Russell Wilson. That's trouble for the defense. A huge play for the Seahawks. They get across midfield right here and set up a second and short to stay ahead of the chains in the down and distance. So a great job by the Seahawks offense, by Darrell Bevell, of drawing up all different formations, different personnel packages to put stress on a defense. And ultimately what it does is it stretches the field, makes the defense have to defend more of the field, and allows Russell Wilson to either A, get the ball to his playmakers when they're in space so they can operate and make big plays, or Russell keeps it himself and makes big plays on his own. The good news is Mike Zimmer's defense is going to be up for the challenge. Can't wait to see how it unfolds on Sunday in the wild card round playoff game at TCF Bank Stadium.